Today, January 18th, 2022. Sorry for the pause there. It feels like a Monday. So, it is Tuesday. We'll move forward. Pledge of Allegiance. I will lead us in this because I haven't done this for a while. So, everybody, please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll open it up to public comment. Ask any general, anybody from the public if they'd like to make a comment. Keep it 3 minutes. Okay, seeing none, we'll move down to our public hearing to our clerk auditor's office. Curtis.
Yes, commissioners, we have for your consideration some budget changes. I'll have Heidi come up. Heidi Vordecker's chief deputy auditor, and have her address those.
Good morning. Most of these changes are related to either new funding requests for SLUFRA from the health department. That's a big portion of the funding request, as well as items that are rolling crossing years due to supply issues, mostly vehicles. In information systems in Fund 10, there is a request to reduce a budgeted item in software maintenance that was budgeted for in the sheriff's or in corrections budget as well. So that's a budget reduction of $23,000. In animal control, rolling vehicle purchases that are now arrived in 2022 but originally budgeted in 2021, $68,799 for vehicle-related equipment and $141,436 for vehicles. In the health department, we are transferring $2,800,000 in wages and benefits. You can see the breakout. 2.344 is in payroll. The rest is in taxes, benefits. That's to move the funding for positions that are doing active COVID mitigation right now and to pay for those wages out of Fund 80 using the state and local fiscal recovery funds. So a reduction in budget in Fund 15 of $2,800,000. In roads, increase of $51,650 for the U-turn project and $9,797 for the 650 North project. Both projects were budgeted in 2021 and will be completed in 2022. In public works, recognizing the sale of a fixed asset, we are going to be transferring a piece of equipment from one department to the other, so the Mini X will be going to the golf course. Additional $18,807 for the cost of the purchase of the track hoe. In flood projects, an additional $591,651 for 2022, which is for the 1000 North project, completion of the project that began in 2021. $60,240 for the 2020 West Davis Corridor project, again, taking that remaining balance from 2021 and budgeting it in 2022. And then the last item is the $2,800,000 in wages and benefits coming into our state and local fiscal recovery fund account, which is Fund 80, so that we can recognize those expenditures there for the year.
Just one clarification, and I'm going to look to the audience. It's the Mini X is going to the facilities department, not golf course. Is that? I'm looking in the back row there. Okay. Sorry. All right. Apologize. I should have caught that. I saw it last week, and I forgot to mention that, so I apologize.
Were there any questions?
I'll go ahead and open up a public hearing at this time.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Any members of the public would like to come forward and address us? Seeing none.
I'll make a motion then that we close the public hearing and we go ahead and move down to item number one, which is approving the 2020 budget adjustments to the revenues.
And you move approval?
Yes.
Yes, I'll second that motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right. Move down to our other business and action items. Animal care, Ashley Young.
Thank you.
have a long list, so I'll try to be concise here. The first item up for your consideration is our summary list of adoptions for December 2021. We did have 129 adoptions in total, 64 cat, 56 dog, and 9 other species. And then moving on to the next item is adoption of ordinance amending section 60410 and 612020 of the Davis County Code. This makes some minor edits to the definition of what a service dog is. Excuse me, will you please try to speak in the microphone? I apologize. Okay, our next item is approval of the contract with CityGate Associates. Are we okay to go there? Yep. So this is for a feasibility study for animal care. It is a 9-month long feasibility study payable in the amount of $189,525. This feasibility study would begin today and go through September of 2022.
And there's...
Yeah, I just talked with our office. And
yeah, they're good.
Great. And I do have a question about that, Ashley. Is this a feasibility study for a scope of services and facility and just all everything? Kind
of? So okay. They're looking at every part of our operations from budget to staffing structure all the way through an architect coming in and bringing schematics for us.
Okay, wonderful.
We had a work session on this too, didn't we?
We did have a work session. Yep. And
yep.
Good, thank you.
Number 5 is the approval of the amendment to the interlocal cooperation agreement for animal services with Sunset City. This is receivable in the amount of $43,283.78. How did it go? Great.
Talk to Sunset?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good.
And this did begin January 1.
Hey, good, because they sure gave me the riot act when I was there. Go moving on.
Okay, next. Number 6 is the amendment to the interlocal cooperation agreement with animal services with Layton City. This is receivable in the amount of $418,653.61, also beginning January 1. Number 7 is approval of the amendment to the interlocal cooperation agreement with animal services with Fruit Heights City, receivable in the amount of $19,594.69. Beginning January 1. Last item, number 8, is amendment to the interlocal cooperation agreement for animal services with Centerville City, receivable in the amount of $54,835.87, once again beginning January 1.
Ashley, was that the meeting that where the contract and the feasibility study was shared with the cities, was that one that I somehow, it wasn't on my calendar? That's the one, isn't it? So, see, I'm less aware of this. Well, no, I'm sure it didn't have to do with you missing something. So, yeah, I might dig in a little bit more to see, but it's good to know that it's a pretty thorough study.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve items 2 through 8 as presented to us by the Director of Animal Care.
I'll second the motion, and thanks, Ashley.
All right, all in favor?
Aye. One other thing, though, I just want to point out, too. We had quite a unique situation dealing with adoption of a pet where we had a couple of different families that were after it. And we want to compliment Ashley for going back through, working with the individuals. There was an upset family over this, and Ashley was able to work things through with them and also has worked on re-looking at the adoption policy to basically create more of a fairness in that situation. So we appreciate your efforts.
All right, we'll move on to the attorney's office. Neil? Let's see Brent here.
Yes, this is an addendum to a contract that our investigators have that is for cell phone processing software. It helps the investigators conduct their investigations, a lot of which deals with internet crimes. And it's just a continuation of of a service that we've used for a little bit, I believe, for the amount of $4,300.
Great. I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, moving down to my agenda item. I'll move approval of the adoption of the resolution to appoint Rick Earnshaw to the South Davis Recreation District Administrative Control Board beginning 1-1-2022 to 12-31-2025.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Curtis.
Yes, commissioners, you have before you a letter of engagement from Carver Florick James, CPAs LLC. They are our external auditor. This is just the engagement letter for the 2021 audit that will commence. I believe we've got a meeting with them tomorrow, so we'll get going on that audit. So for your consideration.
I'll make a motion that we approve the item 11 dealing with the letter of engagement with Carver Florick and James.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving on to community and economic development, Kent Anderson.
Commission, you've got two items for you today. Item number 12 is approval of an agreement with the Davis Conservation District to use Building 1 at the Legacy Event Center for a business meeting free of charge. The terms of event is 1-20-2022. Item number 13 is an approval of agreement with iWorks Systems for a software as a service for construction building permit application and approval processing. Terms payable in the amount of $4,500 annually beginning 1-18-2022 to 1-18-2027.
Very good. I move approval of items 12 and 13 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right, moving on to facilities, Director Lane Rose. Lane.
Morning, Commission. Item number 14 is an approval of a contract with Terracon. Those are for Terracon Consultants. Inc. This is for geotechnical service testing at the Davis Park driving range renovation. This is payable in the amount of $4,905, starting 1-18-2022, ending 4-30-2022.
So, curious about this. So, just time to look into that soil and make sure it's what we want it to be, huh?
Yeah, you. They'll drill down and take some samples. That way we know how big the footings, what type of soil there is, that those things in the consideration. So we're still working on the final design, which we'll, as promised, we'll get you, and so you can see the final layout of that building. We're underway. Big shout out to Public Works. They're up there. I don't know if you guys drive past 89, but they're out there moving a lot of dirt for us right now. So it's underway.
It seems like they're going and moving a pile here and then a pile here and then a pile here. It's
just to stay busy.
I'll make a motion that we approve item 14, a contract with Terracon Consultants.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving on to health.
Thanks, Lane.
We'll turn that over to Commissioner Kamala.
Okay. Let me get to the right spot. All right, number 15 on the agenda is an amendment from Health Community Services. The description is EPICC 2019 to 2023 Amendment 9 adjusts the funding codes and includes expanded authority from year 3. This is a receivable. There is no charge. The terms begin September 30th of 2021, and there is not an ending date. 16, from Health Senior Services. This is a summary list. It's the Health Department Senior Services summary list of contributions from Catherine Sorty and Deborah Ballone. There is not any financial information nor any terms involved for the summary list. Number 17 is the final one from the Health Department. This is a memo of understanding from the Health Environmental Services. This MOU finalizes a working relationship for a collaborative response to COVID-19 by providing technical assistance and consultation as needed or requested for the school district's purchase of portable HEPA or high efficiency particulate air filtration systems for circulation. And yeah, this is something that the schools were excited to do with some of the funding that they received. That'll be great. It is a payable up to $1,796,934. The beginning date is January 18th of 2022, ending December 31st of 2022. I move approval of these items.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving on to Public Works, Director Adam Wright.
Now's your chance, Adam, about the dirt.
I think the guys are having fun out there. But if you pay attention, on that northeast corner, there's a 9-foot fill right now. So those guys are pushing some serious dirt out there.
Wow.
I think they're having fun, too, digging in a place where there's no utilities. And
utilities yet? We know of.
So how many golf balls you found? That's what I want to know.
I haven't seen the buckets of them yet, but I'm sure they're collecting them out there somewhere. But, anyhow, so today I bring before you item 18. This is a standard form SF-299. This is a permit with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, similar to that license agreement we did on U-Turn a couple weeks ago. Developer Jay Goff's putting in a street crossing. There's an existing culvert there that he's extending. The Bureau's making him get a permit to extend that and update that culvert. Since we're the owners of that culvert, we're getting this permit signed. The terms beginning on this are 1/18/2022.
I'd make a motion that we approve item 18.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Susan Poulton.
Commissioners, what we have here today is an interlocal cooperation agreement with the Davis School District's Board of Education. This is for a school resource officer to be employed full-time in West Point Junior High School from 1-4 of 2022 through 1-4 of 2027.
So did they not have one before?
The contract just ran out. Yeah, we've had one there.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. I move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Thanks.
I'll make a motion that we approve the commission meeting minutes from December 14, 2021, and also December 21st, 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I move we recess to the Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Curtis.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration under auditor adjustments 22 veteran exemption tax abatements totaling $18,454.91. Under assessor adjustments, you have assessor-initiated corrections, a report with various recommended corrections totaling $127,650.45. And that is the property tax register for today.
I'd make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Make a motion that we go back into our, adjourn out of our Board of Equalization and go back into our commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, opportunity for comments. Neil, Curtis?
No comments.
No comments at this time.
All right, we'll start off with Commissioner Stevenson.
Yeah, I am going to make a comment today. I believe that we need to set up a meeting to discuss two items. One is the fact of should we move to a separate clerk auditor position with the elections coming up. I think we need to at least talk about this a little bit if we get a meeting set up as quickly as possible. I think we need to get information to see whether that's something that we need to do at this time. The other thing I think that we need to look at based upon things that are happening around the state is that with the size of Davis County, I think we also should study out whether we should look at putting the form of government to a vote. And I'd like to discuss that also. So with that, okay. Neil, can we get a meeting set up?
Yeah, I think maybe sometime Thursday afternoon.
There's currently you have a work session scheduled for Thursday afternoon, so that could be added to that.
Okay, I would suggest we do that.
I think that would be the way to make it happen.
That's the only comments I want to make today.
I just would like to make sure that we announce that the deputy director of the health department, who was over senior services, has been Christy Cottrell, very well respected across the state, across the nation, for years, doing some great service in our county. She has retired officially as of Friday last week, and that the new deputy director, the position went through a robust recruiting process, internal and external candidates, and in the end, the person who was selected to fill that position is Rochelle Blackham, who was formerly over the Environmental Services Department of the Health Department. And she was in a meeting with us this morning. She's been working with Christy for the last several weeks, and is very excited for the opportunity, and we're excited to have her. She'll be great. We have a very well-respected health department and senior services, and so we're fortunate in this county. And then coming up, let's see, I think that's Friday the 28th of January. Yep, coming up, we have the 4th Annual Community Resilience Symposium. And this has been an amazing event, which is not only informing all of the businesses and organizations throughout this county, but reaching down to individuals and households throughout this entire county, teaching the importance of being trauma-informed, and teaching how to be resilient as individuals and as a community. This is something that's super important. It's a topic that is you will find out there around the nation, the importance of being resilient. I believe that we have needed to be resilient in the years that I've been a commissioner as a county, because we've had a number of big things to get through, and to get through together, and to get through as well as we possibly can. So I just look forward to this. The registration has been going on for some weeks now, and that event will happen at our partner's facility, Davis Tech, in their new Allied Health building. It runs all morning from 8:45 in the morning until noon. It is, once again, just like last year, because of the pandemic and the restrictions on gathering numbers in that facility, it will be available online for people who register. And it is professional level, but again, for the layperson as well. Fantastic. Last year we had hundreds of people register and attend virtually, and then I want to say a couple thousand more watching it after the fact, because it was taped and available on YouTube as well. So that's coming right up. A week from Friday will be the 4th annual, and a lot of work goes into this, and some very highly regarded presenters every single year.
So I didn't hear, is it going to be here?
It will not be here this time. Since the Davis Tech has completed their new Allied Health building, they have the perfect facility up in their conference area. That's where it will be. Yeah. It is an event that where you need to register to be able to participate the day of, but again, it will be taped, and it will also be available after the fact on the county YouTube, and that's where the last year's has been viewed so widely. We had people all over the state and even beyond the state who participated last year. So it's a big deal. It's well done. A lot of human service directors work on this together, and so the county obviously is a big sponsor, and health department, Davis Behavioral Health, Davis Tech, and others. It's a wonderfully successful event. Kind of cool to see us take a place of understanding and prominence in education on this topic, community and individual resilience. It's good. Looking forward to that.
All right. I don't have any comments. Meeting adjourned.